Mandy O'Brien, live in Tadworth. I'm pretty much a housewife now.
It's the Mother Goose Patrols, which I think is lovely. Unfortunately, though, it's come about because of the nasty and horrendous things that we're seeing happening to our wildlife, hasn't it?
Yes. We've been looking after them really for over a year now. We live in such a lovely place. Both ponds are in such lovely locations. But as most places, there's always, a bunch of youths or somebody comes along that wants to disrupt something. And last year we had some lovely geese. They brought seven goslings onto the pond, onto one of our ponds. That got terrorised a bit. They got moved over to another pond within walking distance. I believe a local resident round there was so concerned that escorted them onto a bigger pond. So we all kind of followed them. With my Facebook page, everybody was messaging, taking pictures. Then with the fishing on that pond, we end up with fishing wire around one of the goslings. I'd say probably about 3 weeks ago, we had an incident of catapults now being used. I think there was three youths that killed one of our ducks. Since then, all we've been hearing is within the borough of Reigate and Bansted, more areas have been hit with the catapults. How Mother Goose come about was there was a group of us all round the pond just talking about the geese and the chicks, and we made a WhatsApp group. From that WhatsApp group, so it's a lovely little group that we've put together.
Which pond is it?
Right, so we have one called Marbles Way Pond, which is the smaller pond, which we have got two of the geese have come back to nest again this year. And the bigger pond is Burheath Pond.
It's lovely that you've set up this group. It's not something you should have to do. And I know Danny Rogers at the Swan Sanctuary very well, and I've spoken to him a lot about his petition. But the thing is, everyone is sort of certain, including the police, that this is groups of teenagers or groups of children. But have you spoken to parents in the area? Do they know where their children are?
What I say now is to go on the WhatsApp group or put it on our Facebook page, and residents will come out and just stand there and watch, and sometimes that just diffuses and moves it on. When it comes to going to any parent and saying something about a child, you're opening yourselves up. So my way of doing it is just making awareness by local social media, which a lot of people do follow and watch. I do know that the police are fully aware of what's going on. When it happened with the duck, they were the first people that got called, and they were seen driving around the streets within minutes. So they acted very quickly.
I mean, I know you say don't approach other parents, but it does take a community to make people understand that this is not okay.
Yes, and I think the awareness, I think schools, everything, we just got to show what our wildlife is, the caring. I mean, the litter, even the litter, going right down to that, how much litter kills our wildlife. And we have a fantastic litter picking group in Burheath, Tadworth and Lower Kingswood. They're out constantly with individual people as well, including myself, picking up the litter in these wooded areas. But I get you right. It does start at home. It does, we do need the parents to say this is not okay. We do need more wildlife interaction. And I do think sometimes when we have a community pond, we need maybe the councils and things like that to step up more, and let's do more community things around these ponds, bring these people in, the parents, the youths and everything, and make them be more aware. Make it, have a barbecue around there. I mean, I know some people won't have barbecue because you're not allowed, but have something around these ponds to make it more of a positive place, and that we live here, let's us protect it.
I think what you're doing is amazing. Would you like to see more Mother Goose patrols set up across London and Surrey?
Fantastic. It would be fantastic, because really what we do is what everyone can do. All you need is a smartphone. You just take the dog for a walk, or you're walking past the park, you go onto the WhatsApp group, you take a picture, you say, all is okay here. Everybody on there knows what time you went. So it's just literally everyone can see. Somebody else could walk past 20 minutes later. And if anything happened in between there, you can actually pinpoint the times. If any incidents happened, you can say something's happening now. And if anyone's in the vicinity, you can just go and stand with that person. What we found out at one of our ponds was a group of five or six of us just standing there, not saying anything, but just watching, move the incident on without any shouting, screaming. I suppose it's a form of intimidation of people standing there watching, but it was done in a calm way and it worked. Another thing that I come across is planning applications. So they will go and get a report and show that there's no hedgehogs, there's nothing, there's no, but every other house round that road will have a hedgehog. So this one place doesn't have a hedgehog. So planning applications is another grey area that does not get looked into properly in my eyes. So I would just say to residents and think, when a planning application is coming next to you, walk around outside, see if you can see any wildlife, note it down, send it in as a comment on the planning portal, even write to Surrey Wildlife Trust, as it is them who looks at a lot of these applications and can advise, but they can only do it in an advisory capacity. But our wildlife has lost its voice and it does need every human to shout out for it. And it is sad, really, really sad.